Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Be talking about Cash for Killers and what's taking place over in the Middle East with the Palestinians, and pretty shocking things, because it'll show you some of the motives there. But make sure you catch our next program, because we're going to talk deep into prophecy, some of the things that John Paul Jackson prophesied about, including in 2008 he talked about that Russia would awaken, the bear would awaken, and she would come in and take over Ukraine to be able to deal with oil prices. We're about to probably see the huge hike in gas prices and fuel prices in the world because of Russia needing to pay off its debt. And also just kind of get some perspective, you know, what prophetically has been saying in prophecies. This God says, I will never do anything unless I reveal it to you first. And so he reveals it to what we refer to as prophets, you know, people that hear God's voice. And some of the words we'll be talking about is some of the headlines that John Paul Jackson saw was, you know, what other secret weapons does Israel have? Has Israel played all her cards? Hmm. And if you're looking at the enemy coming in, like he's coming in right now all around Israel, I mean, she's going to have to play some big cards here. Mm-hmm. Israel's got some big cards. I mean, you know, those people that kind of hold that, they're holding back, and all of a sudden they're just like, whack. And they're going to assume, you have to understand, the biggest card Israel has that the world don't really understand is God. Mm-hmm. God's not going to let you trump him.
That's right.
And so we'll be talking about that in our next program. Make sure you got that. So much more. I mean, you can catch us, but we'll look at a prophetic perspective of what's going on. But Cash for Killers, the U.S., we actually give money to the Palestinian government. And reports are that 6% of their national budget goes to individuals and their citizens, Palestinians, who go and harm and kill and do terrorist attacks upon Israel. They actually pay them out of the budget. And we have supported this government, even when they merged with Hamas. I don't know if you remember, we talked about it. When the Secretary of State, John Kerry, goes to Prime Minister Bibi, Benjamin Netanyahu, says, threaten him with another intifada, which is an uprising. Do you want to see another uprising? And what are we seeing right now? Mm-hmm. We're seeing another uprising. And they wanted to have a two-state solution, why Hamas was one of the partners in the Palestinian government. That was our government wanting this. And Hamas says that Jews don't deserve to live and then to be destroyed and removed off the face of the earth. How can you have, you can't, it'll never work. Mm-mm. As a matter of fact, look at our government. This interview talking about Cash for Killers. And we'll be back. Watch this.
Obama administration officials have praised Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas as someone with whom Israel can do business. Yet Abbas recently chose to do business with those committed to Israel's destruction.
Abbas struck a deal with the terror group Hamas last month, making it part of a united Palestinian government. The move left some wondering whether Abbas's Palestinian Authority ever really wanted peace with Israel in the first place.
Peace doesn't have a chance. Because peace doesn't pay. Because anytime they want some income, all they've got to do is commit an act of terrorism.
In his book, Financing the Flames, Edwin Black details how the Palestinian Authority rewards terrorists who have killed Israelis.
As soon as a terrorist commits an act of terrorism against an innocent civilian in Israel, whether that's cutting the throat of a child or stabbing a man standing at a bus or blowing up a building, as soon as that man does that, he goes on a special salary from the Palestinian Authority under Palestinian law, a law known as the law of the prisoner.
The more Israelis killed, the bigger the financial reward.
He gets a graduated salary depending on how heinous the crime is. If he kills five people and gets 5 years, he gets one salary. If he kills double that number and gets double the sentence, he gets double the salary. And so this actually incentivizes the misery, mayhem, and carnage that the terrorists commit.
Black told CBN News this is a long-held policy. He spent time on the ground interviewing Israeli and Palestinian officials and found that the PA does not hide this Cash for Killers program.
There's an entire ministry called the Palestinian Ministry of Prisoners that actually oversees the distribution of this money, and there is its counterpart in the civilian sector known as the Prisoners Club. Now, this money constitutes some of the best salaries in the Palestinian Authority. So you can literally go from poverty to wealth in the Palestinian Authority by committing an act of terrorism. This amounts to about 6% of the Palestinian budget. This money is paid on a priority basis. You can make as much as $3,000 or $4,000 a month while in prison just for committing this act of terrorism.
According to Black, some of the money can be tracked back to American taxpayers. The U.S. currently provides $400 million per year to the Palestinian Authority.
There's a law against any of our money benefiting terrorism, but in point of fact, approximately 6% of all the money we fund to the Palestinian Authority is proudly diverted by them to pay terrorist salaries. The money comes, it goes right to the prisoner. The prisoner signs a POA, a power of attorney. He transmits that money to his bank account, to his lawyer, to his girlfriend, to his family, to his mother, to his organization. And this is a system that we have in place. Our State Department knows it. Our administration knows it.
In the wake of Abbas's deal with Hamas, Republican Senator Rand Paul introduced legislation that would cut funding to the Palestinian Authority. The Obama administration, however, plans to continue engaging the PA, meaning more terrorist salaries paid for in part by U.S. taxpayers.
They would rather starve than see their prisoners, who are their heroes, go without remuneration for the acts of violence that they have committed against innocent civilians, homes, buses, trains. It's an astonishment, and I think it's time for America to wake up.
Eric Stackelbeck, CBN News.
Understand the way that money gets allocated in the United States government is by your congressman or woman. They're the ones that fund things. It's not the president funding it. It's not the Senate funding it, it's the House of Representatives. So you can call your representative and you could say, don't vote to fund this or that. Because you can make all the laws you want to. You can say you want to go to war if you want to as the president. You can't make laws, but you can have executive orders and these different things going on. But it's your House of Representatives who says, we will fund it or we won't fund it. No, the president's not pulling one up over on America. It's your representative that's funding all this. And if our representatives are funding the Palestinian government, who's paying 6% according to this report, to people who are killing Jews and getting paid on the government till prioritized pay, they're proud to do it. And then they know it according to his reports. You can actually call your congressperson and say, listen, stop funding. Do not vote to fund this. No matter, there could be a law there, not all can be there, but it could be, it's like a checking account with no money in it. You can't do anything with it. And that's one way these things can begin to stop, is when we sat there and said, quit funding it. Don't fund the illegal activity on the border. Don't fund the illegal activity in the Middle East that's coming against Israel and coming against freedom. And the biggest thing we can do is pray, dear God, end abortion, end this attack on Israel, protect America, end abortion, send revival, a third great awakening. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.